East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
We start at the Women's Cricket World Cup, where things are still up in the air, with heavy rains drenching Mumbai and threatening to delay play. The final between the Proteas and India was supposed to start at 11:30 this morning. Our sports reporter Fahida Crouch fills us in on what's happening at the DY Patil Stadium.
It's the first time in 25 years that a new champion will be crowned in the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup as India and South Africa meet in Navi Mumbai. Now, it's a historical moment for the Proteas women, the first South African side ever to reach a 50-over World Cup final. SA young skipper Laura Volvaart says she expects a tense encounter, especially for the hosts, with all eyes on India to deliver World Cup glory on home soil. India captain Harmanpreet Kaur says the team is inspired by the electric home support and thrilled to be part of their pivotal third World Cup final. The weather remains a concern at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Stadium. Now, if rain washes out play today, the final will be held tomorrow. Fahida Crouch, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Freedom Party has distanced itself from the actions of the former deputy mayor of the Umkhanya Kude District Municipality. The party says that Thembi Nkosi Sibiya acted in his own accord in supporting the IFP's vote to elect Councillor Comfort Khumalo as mayor last month. Sibiya was then removed as the deputy mayor of Umkhanya Kude on Thursday after a motion of no confidence by councillors. He was replaced by the ANC's Sipile Mdaka, who was ousted as mayor and replaced by Khumalo. Speaking to reporters in Durban yesterday, NFP President Ivan Barnes said the latest development was karma.
He went and negotiated for himself with Nengat. The NFP did not give him authority. We are not involved.
And officials in Jamaica are setting up field hospitals as the island country recovers from Hurricane Melissa. 19 people lost their lives when the most powerful storm ever recorded on the island barreled in last week. Hospitals in the western region were particularly hard hit, prompting officials to deploy several field hospitals in the coming days to support health responses. Authorities in Haiti say at least 31 people have been killed there as a result of the storm. Weather-wise, and here's what's in store for the province tomorrow. Durban's reaching a high of 23 degrees. Maritzburg, Moy River and Newcastle, 28. Ladysmith, 30. Cockstead, 29. Margate and Ulundi, 26. 27 for Richards Bay and the Berg. Sunrise is at 5 tomorrow, with morning swells reaching 2 metres in Durban. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.